Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. My name is William Kareem, and welcome to Tuesday morning programming right here on American Muslim 360. The name of this program is The Lives of the Prophets by Ibn Kathir. This is the presentation that we will be making this morning. I got into the story from Jesus' crucifixion, and which comes just before the life of Muhammad. And there is just some conflicting, as far as that's concerned, which you yourself have come to understand, because it says, I'm just going to read from what Ibn Kathir is saying, but the Jesus's crucifixion in the Quran says, but the faith of Islam came with views quite different from that of the extended gospels with regards to both the end of Jesus and his nature. Okay? Now, I mean, just that line right there, one thing that we really have to understand, that Jesus was a Jew. That's who Jesus was. He was from, he was raised among the Jewish people. He was sent to the Jewish people, and the Jewish people rejected him. The glorious Quran affirms that Allah the Exalted did not permit the people of Israel to kill Jesus or crucify him. So the heads of the Hebrews didn't like Jesus because he just knew too much. He was the Word. He challenged them. And, you know, unfortunately, when human beings get a certain amount of knowledge, you know, many times, you know, they think they know it all. So here it is, you have a young boy or a young man that comes and comes with another perspective that may be wiser than your perspective, and then the next thing you know, it's like, you know, oh, he's trying to challenge me. So that's how it was for Jesus, that Jesus came to them, but they rejected him. So he started to preach to, you know, the regular people. And when he started to preach to the regular people accepted him. And so these masters of the Hebrews, you know, they were very resentful of that. They resented that. And so they didn't like Jesus, and they wanted to see him gone. And so that's why they say that the glorious Quran affirms that Allah the Exalted did not permit the people of Israel to kill Jesus or crucify him. What happened that Allah saved him from his enemies and raised him to heaven? They never killed Jesus. And this is where human beings get it messed up. Ibn Kathir, they never killed Jesus. They killed someone else. So that's what he added into it. That's from his perspective. It doesn't say that in the Quran. It says they never killed Jesus. But it doesn't say they killed someone else. But let's go further. And then in quotation marks in this story, the lives of the prophets, it says in quotations, and because of their saying in boast, we killed Messiah Jesus, son of Mary, the messenger of Allah, but they killed him not, nor crucified him. Now, this is what's added. But the resemblance of Jesus was put over another man, and they killed that man, and those who differed therein are full of doubts. So that's where, you know, the human being has a tendency to add. And so this is an addition. Now, you say, well, Brother Kareem, why are you saying that? Well, I'm going to go to, this is on Surah Nisa, verse 154. No, we won't go to 154. We'll go. Okay, 157, and for boasting, we killed the Messiah. This is Dr. Mustafa Khatib, the Clear Quran. And for boasting, we killed the Messiah Jesus, son of Mary, the messenger of Allah. But they neither killed him nor crucified him. It was only made to appear so. Even those who argue for this crucifixion are in doubt. They have no knowledge whatsoever, only making assumptions. They certainly did not kill him. Now, that's what the Clear Quran says. Yusuf Ali says that they said in boast, we killed Christ Jesus, the son of Mary, the messenger of Allah, but they killed him not, nor crucified him, but so it was made to appear to them. And those who differ therein are full of doubts, with no certain knowledge, but only conjecture to follow, for of a surety they killed him not. Now, back to the story. So you see where, I hope you see where I'm coming from. They added in the idea that someone was in his place, that somebody else was put in his place. And then they refer it to the Quran. That's the part that really pisses me off. He's telling the story, and then they add in there, you know, they killed him not, but Allah raised him up to his body, soul, and Allah is ever powerful. But where's that part at? Okay, here it is. It said, and in quotes, this is from the Quran, and because of their saying in boast, we killed Messiah Jesus, son of Mary, the messenger of Allah, but they killed him not, nor crucified him. And then this is where it is. But the resemblance of Jesus was put over another man, and they killed that man. And I have heard on other programs where This is repeated. This is repeated so that the Muslim thinks that, you know, another man was put in the place of Jesus. The human being has a tendency to write the book with his own hands. The human being has a tendency to do it, to tell his story the way that he wants it, and he makes it subjective by putting in what he wants to put in. So, you know, it's really important that as Muslims that we be clear about the guidance and the word of the creator of the heavens and the earth. And the creator of the heavens and the earth says that so it was made to appear so. Because that could be made mean another thing, a lot of things. It could mean that they thought he was dead, and when they took him off the cross and put him in the tomb, he wasn't really dead. He had lost some blood, but then he regained consciousness. So they thought he was dead, but he regained consciousness when he came up out of the tomb. And many times in the Christian religion, they even know that Jesus wasn't crucified on the cross because they say in their books that Jesus came up out of the tomb, and then when he came up out of the tomb, that he actually went and met with the disciples again. And the disciples said, "Who are you?" He said, "You don't recognize who I am? Give me some fish. I'm hungry. Let me eat some fish. Let me show you that, you know, like a." But the Christian religion doesn't promote that part. So it's not like the Christian religion doesn't know that Jesus wasn't crucified. They even say it themselves. But there's a story that they want to tell, that Jesus was crucified on the cross with him hanging. That's the story that they want. And then they want to make it like it's some great miracle that, you know, like, yo, and he was raised on the third day. And I know some people that have been in a coma, and they've been in a coma for a certain amount of time, and then next thing you know, 21 years later, they wake up again. And there's stories in the Quran that tell us about that. So The only point that I'm really trying to make is that we really have to be careful about, you know, what we read as far as the Quran is concerned and what people tell us, because, you know, keep people to it. And, you know, look, I could be getting it twisted too. I'm not, you know, taking myself out of it. I don't think, you know, but it's just common sense that was added in, saying that, you know, but somebody was made to take his place. But, you know, a lot of times, man, I've heard, you know, a lot of Muslims, you know, like, you know, just say it that it's so. But that's not what the Quran says. Read it for yourself. Surah 4, Nisa 157. And the verification that I'm giving you is the Clear Quran by Dr. Khatib and A. Yusuf Ali. No one mentions in these two Qurans, no one mentions that, you know, that someone else was put in this place. No one mentions that. The Quran doesn't mention that. And even if you go through the Arabic, it said surely, you know, about it. It says Maryam, it did not crucify, but it was made to appear so. It was made to appear so. In the Arabic, that's what it says. But it was made to appear so to them. That's what it says in the Arabic. It doesn't say that, you know, some man, you know, somebody else who put on the cross, you know, that looked like him or something. They didn't put that. That's not there. So we just really have to be careful about these things. So I wanted to, you know, say that much. If you have any questions or concerns, or you have an idea that's a little different from that, then I would be happy to take your question or take your comments. regarding that situation. What we'll do is we will continue, because we have another 45 minutes. I took 15 minutes with that. And so what we want to do is we want to, I'm going to, 810-399, assalamu alaikum, your microphone is open.
Well, alaikum assalam to you, my dear brother William Kareem, and to the AM360 family. And
DePrisha Hadi, alhamdulillah.
Yes, this is DePrisha Abdul Hadi, Eid Mubarak, and I'm so glad that you're doing so much better.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, sis. Yes, I am. Alhamdulillah. To do what I mean.
Yes, good to Allah's hear you, too. You know, in speaking of that particular situation, and it is, when you read it, it sort of sticks to your mind when it says, it was somebody put in his place or appeared to look like him or something. My thinking after you're reading this morning is what happened is that they were so bent on killing him that they nabbed the first one that looked of his resemblance. You know, they were so bent on it that they wasn't sure, but they wanted in their own self, because this person probably, you know, looked so much the resemblance of Jesus, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, that they took him and, you know, but, you know, we don't even have to get into that. First of all, when you're reading the Quran.
Well, but there's a question with that, sis, and that is this. If they wanted Jesus, if the Jews wanted Jesus dead, and if the Romans went after Jesus, if Judas gave up Jesus, what makes you think that they gave up the wrong person? They just was killing somebody and they didn't know who they were. Oh, yeah, we're going to kill somebody else that looks like Jesus. They knew who they was going after, and they went and got him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they put this person on the cross, but it was not Jesus.
That's what I'm asking you. What sense does that make? You know, if they say they're going to kill Jesus, why would they put somebody else on the cross?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that it had to be a confusion on somebody's mind when they nabbed this person. Even though Judas said, okay, I'm going to give him up, and he's going to be over here, and you can go get him at this certain time. You know, it can get very confusing. All I say is that
it shouldn't be confusing, because the Quran tells us, the Messiah Jesus, son of Mary, the messenger of Allah, but they neither killed nor crucified him. It was only made to appear so. So here it is, is that if they put Jesus on the cross and they had the intent of killing him and crucifying him, and they did string him up there, but he didn't die because he just lost a certain amount of blood, and when they took him down off the cross, because his mother, remember, this is a Jesus is a Jew, and this is what Good Friday is all about. His mother requested that he be taken down off the cross on Good Friday, so he was buried on Good Friday, because you know what happens on Friday with the Jews. They have to be in the house. So they didn't want to leave Jesus hanging out there on Good Friday. He was a Jew. So he was taken down off the cross and put in the tomb. On Good Friday. That's what Good Friday is all about. If you're a Jew, you're not supposed to be out after when the sun sets. So the mother requested that he be taken down off the cross because he was a Jew. Off the cross, they took him down on the cross and they put him in the tomb. But he wasn't dead. They said, well, you know, we stabbed him in his side, and he didn't move.
Oh, my God.
So he must have been dead.
But he was.
Just like he was, yeah, we stabbed him in the side and he didn't move. So he must be dead. But it's like, he really wasn't dead.
He just had lost a lot of blood. You know what, William? That right there, when you're saying that, reminds me of the story of Abraham when they put him in the fire, you see. So when they did what they did, the stabbing and the going on, but he didn't move because, there again, Allah had control. Allah had control of that body. Told that body don't move. Either way, whatever they did, whatever their intentions were, it was not carried out by the mercy and grace of Allah.
That's right. But something as small as that, you know, because even Allah's control is control of that. Even Allah's control of that. Because I always wondered about that. Here it is, you know, like why would the Creator, you know, this your prophet, and you going to allow him to be killed like that on the cross?
Right.
You want to just allow it? And you're supposed to be, so you know, and many times it has been said that what they want to do, what many people want to do, they say that man had the power to kill God.
Wow. Foolish.
Man had the power to kill God. So that's what that was all about. But the truth of the matter is, he came up out of the tomb. And not only did he come out of the tomb, but what he did is he went and he got together, according to their writings, I'm talking about as far as to the Jewish scripture, according to their scripture, you know, that according to Christian scripture, because they were the ones who wrote the book of John, the book of Isaiah, the books. They're the ones who wrote the books, and they were the ones that witnessed that Jesus came back to them. And when he walked in on the disciples, they said, "Who are you?" And he said, "Yo, you don't recognize me? You don't recognize me?" And then he said, "Oh, yo, you can't be real because, you know, he said, "Well, give me something to eat because I'm hungry. I'm hungry. This is what their book says." So in their book, the Christian book, they know that he was not crucified. They know that he was a Jew. They know that he was crucified. But see, they know that, you know, like he was on the cross, and that when he came down off the cross, they know that he didn't die. They know that. But, mm-hmm. you know, they don't even tell the real reason why, what Good Friday is all about. They make it their own. The Christians have made it their own. Well, it's Good Friday. You know, it was the day that the Savior died. No, he was a Jew, and he had to be, he couldn't be out, you know, on after sundown. So they had to take him down off the cross.
Mm-hmm.
They had to take him down off the cross.
I didn't even know that.
What's that?
I didn't know that the Jews had to be, that's what Good Friday was about.
Fridays, period, even to this day, is the ritual that they follow, where they have to stop business after sundown on Friday.
Mm.
To this very day.
Okay. All I ever knew about Good Friday in terms of that was that they ate fish on Friday. That's all I knew. They couldn't eat any meat on Friday. They had to eat fish if they were going to eat.
Yeah, I know. My grandmother. Right. So they said, "Is it Shabbat or the Sabbath? Is a key holy within the Jewish year. Like all Jewish days, the Sabbath begins and ends at sundown every week, from sunset on Friday to sunset mm-hmm. on Saturday. All work is set aside in fulfillment of the commandment to rest on the seventh day." So that's what it says, Shabbat or the Sabbath. It's a key holiday within the Jewish year. Like all Jewish days, the Sabbath begins and ends at sundown every week from sunset on Friday to sunset on Saturday. And to this very day, that's the practice of people then of the Jewish faith to this very day.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, Bill Cannon.
Thank you for the question. It was very good. You know, the other thing is that, see, a lot of times people forget that Jesus was a Jew. You talk about Jesus is a Christian. No, he wasn't a Christian. He was a Jew.
Okay.
He came to the Jewish people. He came to the Jewish people to bring the message to them, and they rejected him.
Mm-hmm.
This young whippersnapper going to come in here trying to tell us about God. And the Quran tells us that they said, you know, the book is written on our hearts. The book is written on our hearts. That's what they say about the people who had the book. That they didn't follow it. Our hearts is wrapped with the word. That's what it says.
That's right.
And if we go further, and if we go further into the whole idea about what happened with the Jewish faith, because Allah tells us that you went to Surah Nisan 150, you started from there. He says, surely those who deny Allah and his messengers and wish to make a distinction between Allah and his messengers, saying, we believe in some and disbelieve in others, designed to forge a compromise. The people of the book demand that you, O prophet, bring down for them a revelation in writing from heaven. They demanded what is even greater than this from Moses. And that's their prophet. Moses is the prophet of the Jews. And they said, this one says in the Quran, make Allah visible to us. So a thunderbolt struck them for their wrongdoing. Then they took the calf for worship after receiving clear signs. Still we forgave them for that after their repenting and gave Moses compelling proof. This is what the Quran says about, you know, these chosen people.
Yeah.
We said, but they were condemned for breaking their covenant, rejecting Allah's signs, killing the prophets unjustly, and for saying our hearts are unreceptive. It is Allah who has sealed their hearts for their disbelief, for they do not believe except for a few. So this is the situation that they were in, and this is the situation that Jesus came into. That's the situation he came into. You know, a disbelieving people, and he came with the message, but they rejected him. Yeah, they rejected him. And then
and
they
this
said,
is the people
and the
that
Quran
are
even. Yeah, and then the Quran even says, Surah 4, verse 156, and their denial and outrageous accusations against Mary. They rejected Mary. They talked about her because she came to them with a child. It's like,
that's right.
The Quran tells us. They said, Mary, what have you done? Your mother wasn't a whore and your father was a good man. What have you done? And all she did, she just pointed at the child. She just pointed at the child. Okay. But they talked about her like a dog. Talked about it like, but you know, it's a human thing. It's a human thing. You know, she was out there, you know, doing so. But that's what we do as human beings. They did it back then, but they do it today too. So
that's true.
So you know, we. Well, you know, but I say this here, Sister Depreciate. You know, people are going to believe what they want to believe, man. And if it's good for you, if it works for you, then, you know, you want to believe whichever way you want to believe, you know, as long as it works for you, may Allah bless you, you know, to be guided, you know, whichever way. You want to believe that, you know, somebody replace Jesus on the cross. Okay, right. Okay, all right, fine. You go with that. May Allah bless you, you know, if that's going to sustain you. So, but we're just trying to bring, what the facts are. Even Ibn Kathir, you know, we have the capabilities to question this stuff. It's like, come on, man. And then you're going to put it, that's the thing that pissed me off about it, is that, you know, and he, the way that it was written like it's part of the Quran.
Mm-hmm.
The way that he wrote it. Like it was part of the Quran. He said, and the glorious Quran, we killed, in quotations, and because of our saying in both, we killed Messiah Jesus, son of Mary, the messenger of Allah, but they killed him not, nor crucified him. But the resemblance of Jesus was put over another man, and they killed that man. See, that's where it is. It's like, come on, man. How you going to put that in? And then
right.
In Surah 4, verse 157 through 159. It's like, come on, that's not right, man. That's not right. But people will read it in English. You know what I'm saying? In English, it'll be read, and because we don't have an understanding of the Arabic, somebody made an interpretation, and then mm-hmm. because we don't have an understanding of the Arabic, then we accept it. Oh, right. You know, the stories of the prophets by Ibn Kathir. Oh, he knows what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
No, we can't accept that. Well, thank you, sister. I'm going to die halfway through the program, you know, talking about that.
We certainly do appreciate you, Brother William, for coming. You know, for
all praises
breaking it down, for sharing this information to us. We may have never known to get that book by Ibn Kathir. You know, known that there was more information out there because we just reading the Quran, you know. But Imam W.D. Muhammad, he said, always you can check in other authors of different information. You don't have to just take his word or take the Quran. There's other informations out there that can give you insight on a lot of things that you're hearing from Christians, for sure, from Christians. And
mm-hmm.
it's just a good thing. We really do appreciate this program. We really do, and may Allah continue.
All praises due to Allah. Amen. And I think we thank you for mentioning our Imam Warasuddin Muhammad, who is the sense maker. I mean, listen, if it wasn't for Imam Warasuddin Muhammad, I wouldn't be the sensible person that I am today, sis. Believe that. Imam Warasuddin Muhammad, man, is the one that put me on the path to understanding. You know, he's called the sense maker. You know, the one who came with the logic that we needed here in the American circumstance, so that when
right.
we read the Quran, we read it with a sense
right.
of, you know, understanding, and forever be thankful to Allah for Imam Warasuddin Muhammad. So. When you hear anything that I'm saying, especially as far as my sense is concerned, all praise is due to Allah, especially
Allah.
For our prophet, and all praise is due to Allah, you know, for our Honorable Master Elijah Muhammad, Cloud Muhammad, and our Imam Warasuddin Muhammad. We pray that Allah will forgive them the sins and favor them with comfortable spaces in paradise.
Amen.
Yes, thank you, sis.
You're welcome. Eid Mubarak.
Eid Mubarak. So I just want, you know, since we've been talking about that, I was telling somebody about the Book of Clarence. And in the Book of Clarence, which is a movie, it's a very good movie. I'm sure that Muslims would really enjoy it, you know, because they put a logical spin on you know, the idea of Jesus, because there's this guy called Clarence, and, you know, he you know, the Book of Clarence, you know, whereas, you know, he wants to be the 13th apostle, because Jesus had 12 apostles. He wants to be the 13th, but he wants to be the 13th because, you know, like, you know, he's a schemer, and, you know, it's like during that time, it's like, yo, if I can get to be one of the apostles, man, I could start to get over, you know, I could really start to get over. And so, you know, like, the way that they tell the story is at the end of the story, they make it that he was the one that was put on the cross instead of Jesus. Clarence was put on the cross instead of Jesus. But they also have it in the movie where there's a white guy. You know, he's a bum throughout the movie. He's just a homeless bum, and Jesus comes along. He asks Jesus, like, you know, can I have something? A homeless bum, can I have something? Can you give me a coin? Just give me a coin. And Jesus touches him, and, you know, hey, listen, and performs a miracle for the man, and allows the man that, you know, just money just starts to flow out of the man's hand. Coins just start to flow out of his hand. And so he gets so many coins is that he's like, look, I'm going to go to the spa and get myself cleaned up. I'm going to have my nails done, my hair done. I'm going to, you know, I'm gonna take a bath with some new clothes. And when they get finished with him in the spa, he looks like the white Jesus. He looks like the white. And he comes outside, and, you know, like, you know, people are like, oh, look at him. He looks so pure. You know, yeah, and so white. Yeah. And then, you know, the Romans say, here go another Messiah. We got another Messiah going on, you know, man. And so they wind up having Clarence on the cross, and they wind up having this white Jesus on the cross too, you know, by the end of the movie. They both were on the cross, you know, and, the Jesus looks down, this white Jesus looks down, and there's somebody painting his picture. And you know, like, and he says, I wish they would stop, the white Jesus on the cross, says, I wish they would stop painting my picture like that. But it was a good witty movie. It's a good witty movie. It was on Amazon Prime. I think I paid something like $6, but it was really worth it. And I know, I'm a student of film and media studies, so, you know, I studied the movie, and the movie was well done. It's very entertaining, and, you know, they have, you know, some historical factors, you know, especially some of the things that we've been talking about today. But people are going to definitely start talking about, you know, yeah, you know, he was another person was put on the cross instead of him. I think that's what they're going to do. But the Book of Clarence, I think that, you know, if you wanted to see something good, a good movie, that would be something that you would probably enjoy. I highly recommend it.
Okay. All right, my love. You have a fantastic day, and keep up the great work.
Thank you, sis. You also.
Thank you. Absolutely.
All right. Well, alaikum assalam, rahmat, sulay, a little bit of kind to him. Okay. Meanwhile, back at the ranch. So, you know, we got into that part about Jesus, but we want to really get into the life of Muhammad, peace be upon him, Prophet Muhammad. This is important. We have just been talking about Jesus being a Jew, okay, and about scriptures that were written by the Jewish people, which comes down through the line of Isaac. Remember, so going back, Abraham had two sons, one Isaac and one Ishmael. Okay? Now, through the line of Isaac, that's where you get the books by Moses and many of the others, all of those books that was written on the Isaac side of the Abrahamic faith, Isaac's people. Okay, you can follow the line of the prophets through the line that, that go all the way back to Isaac and then Abraham. Through the line of Ishmael, okay, this is what we're going to read. Muhammad, peace be upon him, was born in Mecca, Arabia, on Monday, the 12th of Rabi al-Awwal, which is the 2nd of August in 570. His mother, Arnina, was the daughter of Wahab ibn Abdul Manuf of the Zahra family. His father, Abdullah, was the son of Abdul Muttalib. His genealogy has been traced to the noble house of Ishmael, the son of Prophet Abraham, in about the 40th descent. Muhammad's father died before his birth. So you got that? Prophet Muhammad came from the line of the noble house of Ishmael. So Prophet Muhammad came through the son Ishmael. He didn't come through the side of Isaac. That's important to understand. Why? Because many of the books that we have, especially as far as the Bible is concerned, which is the Bible means a collection of books, that those books and those prophets are from the side of Isaac, the son of Abraham. Ishmael, we don't have a lot of books. The book that we have is the book of the Quran. So all of these books men wrote from the time of Ibrahim, Prophet Abraham, Ibrahim, they wrote a lot of books because there were a lot of prophets, okay, that came from that side, okay? And that's what we're talking about, prophets being in Palestine and other parts, that part of the world, and the Israel part of the world, that they did a lot of writing. They wrote on the side of Ishmael. They didn't do a lot of writing. That's why you don't have a lot of books on the Ishmael side. The most famous book that you have on the Ishmael side is the Quran that came through our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's really important to understand that all of these, now it's not to say that these prophets wasn't from the creator of the heavens and earth. Yes, they were. But he had to continue, the creator had to continue to send prophets. Who would be talking about Noah? You're talking about, you know, Lot. We're talking about Yusuf. All of these prophets are on the Isaac side. All of these prophets are on the Jewish side. Because Allah had to continue to send prophets to them to warn them. Hey, what are you doing? You know, you need to do this. You need to do that. You know, so they wrote the use of the pen. They used the pen, and they wrote. And they wrote the book with their own hands. They wrote it. Just like we were talking about, Ibn Kathir, you know, who added. So there are things that human beings do, because this is what the human being does. You know, the human being is subjective. He writes things according to his, the way that he thinks about it, the way that he thinks. And so you got the books of the Bible, you know, so you got the Old Testament and you got the New Testament. But these were books that was written by men. And these were books that men followed. The Quran was a witness to the good as far as the books and the messages that those prophets on the side of Isaac, that they came with. That's what the prophecy That's what the revelation of the Quran is. It's a witness. It witnesses that. But not only does the Quran witness what the man does, the Quran also witnesses what Allah does as far as his creation is concerned. When Allah says, you know, and we created the sun, moon, and stars, you know, with courses exactly computed, and we created different tracks of earth, you know, some red and some this, some of each similar in kind, and there were grapes and a variety of colors. Feast ye on the grapes, you know, each similar in kind, but different in variety. So the Quran also witnesses the creation that Allah does. And when Allah says, yeah, you know, every creature knows its mode of prayer, the Bible doesn't talk about that. The Bible doesn't talk about, you know, those kinds of things. The Bible doesn't say, you know, that, you know, like, that each one of Allah's creations, you know, Allah feeds every part of his creation. It doesn't say that. It doesn't talk about what Allah saying be and it is. It doesn't talk about that. It just talks about the stories that these men went through, the Book of John and the others, you know, they're all of their writings. That's what it does. Okay, so it's really kind of important for us to understand that. Okay, that again, his genealogy, talking about Muhammad, has been traced to the noble house of Ishmael, the son of Prophet Abraham, in about the 40th descent. Okay. So that's important to understand, for us to understand. Now, if there are any questions or comments about that, that there's some disagreement as far as that's concerned, that's the way that I've come to understand it, that you know, you got those two, that all the books is on one side, and the book of the Quran is the book that's on the side of Prophet Muhammad, which is from the line of Ishmael, and on the side of Ishmael all of that time, you know, all of that time, none of the books on the Isaac side mention anything about Ishmael and the tribes of Ishmael and what Ishmael's and the tribes was doing. They don't mention anything about it. They don't mention anything about Abraham and Hajar. Mention Sarah, but they don't mention anything about Hajar and Hajar, you know, going into the valley and the well of Zamzam coming up. They don't mention anything about that. They don't mention anything about, you know, the house in Mecca. Don't mention anything about that. Don't mention anything about that. Those things are only mentioned on the side of our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. That's when it starts to get mentioned, but it's not mentioned in those other books. Those other books focus and concentrate on the Moses side, the books that from Moses on that Moses bought, and they even, you know, go as far as you know, the second prophet that they didn't bring into the book, but he wrote a book. And from what I understand, he wrote a book. Let me see, what was his name? I forgot his name. Enoch, right? Enoch. That the book of Enoch. Yeah, that you know, Enoch wrote a book, but they was like, yo, we ain't putting that in. And we've discussed here on the Lives of the Prophets. We've discussed Enoch. You know what that whole thing was all about with Enoch. We've discussed that. But again, Enoch was a writer. He wrote on tablets. He wrote it. And so in the process of writing that, you know, they collected that and wrote it. But we don't have collections of books on the side of our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. We don't have that. We have the Quran. We don't have that Ishmael wrote a book. We don't have that. We don't have that. Or anybody on the Ishmael side that wrote a book. We don't have that. You know, We just have that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And but look at that. All of these writings, you know, here it is, you know, along, you know, Abraham has two sons. And Allah allows all of those writings to take place on the Isaac side because he has to send prophets on the Isaac side. Well, what was happening on the Ishmael side? What was happening during that time? We don't have any writings like that. Oh, they were just living in the desert. It says that Alexander the Great, he came there. He said, man, listen, ain't no sense in even messing with these people, man. These people ain't nobody to conquer. These people, they don't have anything. They just got sheep, goats, and live in tents. And they live in this hot weather. It's just nothing here for me to conquer. You don't need this. Let's get out of here. So Alexander and all of them, they left them alone. They left the people of Ishmael alone because they wasn't about, you know, building and doing a whole lot of different things. We know what happened as far as on the Jewish side because, you know, during the time of Jesus, we know that the Romans were the ones that, you know, were in charge of Palestine and Jerusalem at that time. So that's what we know. That's what we know that happened. But on the side of Muhammad, Ishmael side, they don't have nothing. They ain't doing nothing. They just live in the desert. We ain't got nothing here to conquer. There's nothing here to conquer. This is like we don't have nothing to conquer. And then Muhammad comes along, you know. And see, and that's the thing, okay? It's important to realize that the book that was given, the revelation, we shouldn't say the book, the revelation that was given to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, it was a revelation. It was a revelation that was given to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, through the angel Jibril. It was a revelation. They didn't write it down. They memorized it. They didn't write it down until many times later. They started writing down. But the first thing that they did was they memorized. It was memorized. It was memorized. So, you know, like this. And remember the first revelation. What did it say? It says, you know, read in the name of thy Lord who created. Okay, so what I have to do, I only got 6 minutes left in the program. And if you have a question or comment, then you can press 1 on your phone and I'll bring you in. But what I have to do, I definitely have to play a PSA. So while you get your question together or you get your comment together, I'm going to go ahead and play a PSA, and then you can come back and we'll bring you into the queue.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dabrita Hadi, director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation. So please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. So this Thursday is going to be Henry Hasid is going to be on Thursday, and he's going to be talking about an interesting subject, which is a book by Napoleon Hill. I forgot the name of it, but it has something to do with the devil. I've read a couple of Napoleon Hill books. One was The Laws of Success. The Laws of Success, and the other was Think and Grow Rich. Both of these books helped me out tremendously, tremendously helped me out. But there's the last book that Napoleon Hill wrote had to do with him having a discussion with the devil, okay, which was a powerful book. The book was so powerful, it was written in the 1930s, but it wasn't published until Napoleon Hill's wife died, and then he died, and then it could be published. But they said, you know, not while we're living. No, not while we're living. This is going to be a powerful discussion about this, and we'll be able to put it in, as Muslims, you know, as a community of Muslims, we'll be able to put it in the proper context, because that's what we're capable of doing. All praises due to Allah for, you know, our Prophet Muhammad and our leader, Imam Wahid bin Muhammad, the sense maker, who did this. You put something on the table, we know how to, you know, address it and deal with it. So that's going to be Thursday, 7 a.m. to 7 to 8, okay? That's going to be this Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. A.M. 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. That's going to be Henry Yassid and others, meaning us, the community. And then there comes, not Thursday is a really good time to be on American Muslim 360, so make sure that you check it out. I just want you to definitely know about this introduction that Henry Yassid is going to give, which is going to be, I'm looking to participate in that. So I got 3 minutes left in the program. I don't see anybody pressing one on their phone. And so what we're going to do, I think that the female solution comes on today. So
join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting the female solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, so that's tomorrow morning. That'll be the female solution. Okay, very good. All right, so there's no more time. I really wanted the importance that we should kind of remember. The points that I was basically trying to make is that. There are a lot of people that say that the Quran does not say that Jesus was replaced with another man. It doesn't say that. Okay, that is some conjecture that someone is making. The other part is that it's important to understand that Jesus was a Jew. He brought a message to the Jewish people that they hung him up on a Friday, which that's what Good Friday is, and that because that was Friday was the Sabbath, and they had to take him down, they had to take him down, and they put him in the tomb. Okay, that's important. It's also important to understand that Jesus came to, you know, the Jewish people. He brought them the message. And that there are a lot of prophets that was the Bible is a book that was written by Christians and Jews. That's what that is. It doesn't talk about Islam. It doesn't talk about Muhammad. It doesn't. So the revelation of the Quran came, and that is the book that was written on the Ishmael side, because you got the Abraham side. On the side of Abraham, Abraham's two sons, Ishmael and Isaac. You know, Ishmael's side, you don't have a lot of writing that actually on them until you get to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who got the revelation of the Quran, which was a book that was put to memory. It was put to memory, you know, and they didn't write it until, you know, much later. But they memorized it. And then after they memorized it, then they put it in the book, which is convenient for us today. But it has been said that even if they were supposed to destroy all the Qurans, the written books of the Quran, you know, the Quran would not have died out, because, you know, that's what Hafizes do. You know, these are people that have memorized the Quran. That's what they have done. So thank you so very much, brothers and sisters, for being with me today. And I'm going to go ahead and end this with PSA. Let's see. Okay, here we go.
Family, community, city, state, country, and more. Everything starts with you, the individual you. What is the character of you? Are you a book? Can you be read? Join us every Friday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a wonderful hour of information being shared by you, with you, for you, the you in all of us. I am Martha Naila Abdullah, and I am your host for Community Developmental Stages. Again, every Friday evening from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., be there.